Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That's Nicole Byer.
That's a shit.
Oh. Off to a great start.
Winded by that walk we did.
It was like 2 feet.
But it was so much energy.
Tiny
Your shoulders
steps.
Were going and going. So she was a Maida.
And we also have Kimmy on the keys with us on stage.
Yeah!
And Jordan's in the booth.
But you can't see her!
The gang's all here.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
And this is it.
This is it. This is it.
There's
this is
nothing
the show.
After this. So there's a live episode of Best Friends.
Yes! We have people in front of us.
We do. That's nice.
And that's nice.
I like
it. It's nice to see people.
It is nice to see people.
Yeah. We're wearing a matching outfit that the listeners can't see, but...
They're spicy!
They're spicy!
Spicy! Ooh, spicy, spicy! Okay, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I love it.
What kind of spice?
Habanero! Yes!
I cannot believe that bitch hijacked the spicy from you.
She agrees. Great. Were you like already thinking of
yeah.
that? That was so fast.
It was.
I love.
Oh my
Amy,
god! I love.
We're
it.
Making friends within the audience.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
You guys should exchange numbers.
Yeah, go to a spice.
A
store.
Spice store. Yeah, go to Gelson's, hit up that aisle where nothing is alphabetized. Like, what the fuck?
That's annoying.
There'll be a bunch of pepper over here and a bunch of pepper over here, and then like tamarind in the middle. And I'm like, what the fuck is tamarind? Wait, is that a spice or a street?
I don't know it as a street, but
there's
probably.
There's a street. It's like Tamarind and Franklin.
Oh, okay.
It's by the UCB Theater.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Both?
It's both. It's a spice and a street.
Pretty sure it's a spice, yeah.
So wild. Yeah. Who names streets?
The government?
Is it the government?
I think you can also vote. I think
what?
I think sometimes the people can pick street names.
The people can?
Yeah.
I could pick a street somewhere?
I don't think you by yourself. But
no?
I think maybe the masses. You know, have you seen like the Chevy Chase streets?
Yes.
There's so many of
There's
them.
There's one in Glendale.
Yeah. Many. And I thought it was like named after Chevy Chase, the actor.
It isn't?
No. It's not. It's Chevy Chase is a style of horseback riding.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
Did his parents name him that on purpose?
I think he
what
changed
weird
his
white
name.
People.
I love him.
Horses. Like what?
I think his name is something else completely, and he changed it for Hollywood.
I stand by it. What a weird white.
I mean, it's a good name. No one else has a name.
But now I know what it is, and now I can't look at him without being like, nay.
Horses. Nay. No, no.
Woo. Woo. Oh, I feel like a Looney Tune today.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen up. So we, at 11 a.m., pole danced for 2 fucking hours. Thank you.
We're in a lot of pain.
Then we vowed to take naps.
We did not take naps. We got brunch and did other things. We separated for a couple hours.
Yeah, and you were supposed to come over within those couple of hours.
I was.
But then you didn't.
No, because I was taking a really slow shower. I was like, this body can't move any faster than this.
Oh, no.
I'm really sore.
Do you have one of those seats in your shower?
One of those seats in your shower. Like, what? Are one of my chairs in my shower?
Yeah, did you go to an estate sale, get a nice chair, and throw it in the shower?
I am running out of space. It's not beyond the realm of possibility that I would put a chair in the shower just so that it fits in the house still. But no, I don't have a seat in my shower.
Some people do.
Yeah, like a bench, like one of those, like,
yeah, like a built-in guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Oh. You should get one.
I love sitting.
You do love to sit.
I do love to sit.
You love sitting. You love wearable blankets.
Yeah.
You love... Ooh, people here love a wearable blanket.
They're dangerous.
I asked you if you were going to wear one tonight, and you were like, no.
No, that's like a bridge too far. If I start wearing it outside, there's no hope. There's no hope for me.
Or, you know, you can embrace bedwear in public.
I guess I could.
You know, reclaim putting a sheet on you.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Oh, no. I don't know if I want to reclaim that.
Yes!
I don't think
reclaim
I'm the...
Reclaim the KKK! Yes, Sashia!
I don't think I want to.
Yes, you are a grand wizard in your leopard print blanket! And you can Chevy Chase all around town!
Is that a black girl Chevy chasing down the street? In a blanket? Like, now that's progress.
So you didn't come over to help me with my self-tape.
I'm sorry.
If you're not an actor, a self-tape is where you learn lines. And then you, like, literally just, like, tape it on your cell phone and send it in and be like, please, please hire me. They're sad. They're demoralizing. I think they're a hate crime. But I did it.
Yeah?
Did it with my friend Leo. And the second scene starts with, like, fuck. And then I, like, say something and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And she like started to say fuck. And I was like, oh. And then she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm acting.
Wow, you must have been doing really well.
They have to fucking hire me. I tricked a friend.
Yeah.
She thought I was in fucking peril.
You often are.
What?
You often are.
Sure am. Life is hard.
Yeah. Well, we have it pretty easy.
Life is nice. It's nice. Is everyone else having a nice time?
Yes! That's good.
I feel like the middle is and the sides are like, we're here.
And that's something. Being out of the house is nice.
It is.
Having a reason to be somewhere is nice.
It is.
It was a nice day today.
Today was a nice day.
Yeah.
The sun was shining. Mm-hmm. I almost got upside down on the pole.
Yeah. She's very close.
Yeah. On one attempt, as I, like, my body was going up, I heard, and I was like, I was close, wasn't I? So she was like, oh, you were.
Yeah, I was on the floor tired. I was like, she's doing it.
I really do love how supportive you are.
Oh, thanks.
I tried to Theragun my Charlie horse today that I've had for 4 days because I stepped off a curb wrong in New York City. I'm not well. I need to drink more water. But I tried Theragunning it, and it hurt so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was not the move.
It was not the move.
No.
You gotta flex your foot. I mean, like, flex it up and down for a bit. Are you gasping because it hurts?
Yes!
Okay, well, don't.
Oh, my
don't do
God, that was so painful. Why'd you hurt me?
Well, you gotta loosen it up.
I said, baby, don't hurt me no more.
You gotta loosen it up.
Well, I guess.
Or maybe put a heating pad on it.
Ooh.
Or soak in some Epsom salt.
Who's that?
It's salt. I don't know what the Epsom part is.
Kimmy.
But it's supposed to be... It's supposed to, like, relieve your muscles. A lot of athletes do it after training. And we're athletes.
Yes, we are. So. I almost went upside down. You do go upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so magical to watch her go upside down. Out of context, what a wild sentence to say about a friend.
It's so magical watching her go upside down.
It is. I love watching it. Okay, what's Epsom salt? Oh, it's also known as magnesium sulfate. It's a chemical compound made up of magnesium, sulfur, and oxygen. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's used to relax muscles and relieve pain from the shoulders and neck, the back, and the skull.
I didn't know about the skull.
Has your skull ever hurted?
I guess I thought my head... I never thought about my skull hurting. My head has hurt.
Wait, do bones hurt?
I feel like joints hurt.
Joints hurt, muscles hurt. Not your bones. Bones hurt?
Kimmy's nodding her head.
Bones hurt? What?
They have nerves.
Bones have nerves?
I did not know that.
I didn't fucking know that either.
The role of nerves in the skeletal development. Boy, bone tissue contains a dense network of sensory and symptomatic nerve fibers, which appear to play important roles in bone modeling, remodeling, metabolism, and adaptation.
What the fuck?
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Have we talked about how our bones and cells change every 7 years?
What? What?
I heard that recently, that you're basically your whole body changes every 7 years, and you're basically a different person. Which
but
I love.
I've been like this my whole life.
No, you haven't.
No, I have.
No, you have not.
Has it, like, just gotten worse?
No. No, you're just different. But that's a good thing.
But you've known me for over 7 years.
Yes, and you've changed.
I have. You're very consistent to me.
Interesting.
You don't think you're consistent to me?
I mean, our relationship's consistent.
Yeah.
So you think I'm the exact same person that I was when you met me?
No, you did cut your hair recently. No, I guess you have. I get, yeah. But, like, I can't think of, like, physically. Like, I think you've gathered more wisdom.
Yes.
But that has nothing to do with your bones.
Well, you wouldn't be able to tell if my bones change.
Okay.
But just the idea that we are different people after that happens.
Maybe your legs got longer.
No, I've just always been taller than you.
It's truly so wild. We were at the park yesterday with a friend, and I was like, I'm definitely taller than them. I'm wearing roller skates, and they're not wearing roller skates. And I had a big old fucking pineapple poof on my head. And so she was like, no, you're still shorter. And I just don't understand height.
Yeah, I was actually looking at these pictures recently. And
the height difference
is crazy. Like, does this follow me? Okay. This to that, it's like I'm a whole head above you.
It is wild. Wait, take off your shoes.
Okay.
Oh no, we got a foot freak in the audience. no toes. So I'm taller than you.
Well, you have shoes on.
Oh.
Ooh. Mixed reactions. Wait, stand back up.
Wait, I'm taking off my shoes.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna get my toes out. No, I'm kidding. I'm wearing socks. Okay.
Whoa, they match.
I know.
Are you okay? You have changed.
Okay, so it's not really bougie. It's because my cleaning lady matches them for me. One day she was like, these should be together. And I said, okay, okay.
Okay. Wait, should we do like shoulder to shoulder?
Okay.
Oh, back to back. Okay.
Okay, who's...
Okay, if you think I'm taller, cheer.
If you think I'm taller, cheer.
Okay.
I feel like some cheered twice to be nice.
There was like some supportive cheers.
But this is sick.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're just brown socks. Stop it.
They're good socks.
They are from Bombas.
Wow. We love Bombas. They sponsored our podcast at one point.
They did. And then they got too big for their britches and don't need little old podcasters. I want more free socks.
Oh. Oh, yeah, her flame shoes.
Oh, yeah, I fucking love them. Oh, no, there's a knot.
You'll get it.
I'm like, I'm in peril right now.
Do you want me to hold
No, them? I got it. Okay. Okay, hold this, and then you just talk for a while.
Okay, well, we went to brunch earlier today as well. And that was nice, and we got dinner together last night. And that was nice. My man's out of town, and he was like, what are you going to do with yourself? And I was like, well, I saw Nicole last night, and we got brunch, and then we pulled, and he was like, oh, you're fine. Okay. That's because this is my other wife. There she goes. Yay.
No, please don't clap.
You guys are being a little too supportive. Like, I like this. It feels a little sarcastic after a while.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna wake up in the middle of the night tonight and be like, they clapped when I tied my shoe. They're all like, wow!
We didn't think she could do it!
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, should we take a quiz or something?
Is that something? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just like, maybe if you wanted to tell me more things, we could do that. But like, we could do a
I've
quiz.
I've seen you for the last 72 hours. I don't have anything else to tell you.
So there's no secrets?
No, stop asking if I have secrets. I don't have any.
You sure?
No.
Not anything from the last 72 hours? I know everything that has happened in the last 72 hours.
I think so. When you do this, it makes me sweat.
I don't, sorry.
Nothing happened.
Okay, fine. Okay, Yellow Jackets Mash.
There are three types of friends. Which one are you?
Oh my God, I'm kind of, oh, good friend or bad friend?
Oh shit, oh shit.
Oh my God, I have to know.
Okay, are you
a good friend or a bad friend? Oh my God, what if I'm bad? Should I jump off a bridge? Like, what if I'm bad?
Don't, you're not going to
be. What if I'm bad? What are the consequences?
I don't think, it doesn't have to be.
What do I have to do if I'm a bad friend?
I guess work on it? I don't know.
I guess I could just wait 7 years and maybe I'll become a better one.
If your friend told you something that seemed like it wouldn't be true, would you believe them?
No, that's a little too far-fetched.
Of course, they have no reason to lie to me.
Maybe, it depends on what it is.
I don't know.
Wait, what's the question again? If your friend told you something that seemed like it wouldn't be true, would you believe them? Okay, let me see the, okay. I'm gonna say, of course, they have no reason to lie to me because some, you've told me some wild stories, and I'm like, what? Ooh, yeah, ooh, ah. And I'd like them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I also would say, of course, they have no reason to lie to me. Because you just, everything you say is wild. And I'm like, that must be true.
You're walking down the side of the road with a friend, and a car suddenly comes around the corner. It's about to hit you.
What
do you do? We are walking down the street. A car is speeding towards me. What do you do?
This is a hard left turn. This is the second question? Okay. Save myself, of course.
Push your friend out of the way.
Stay behind or in front of them and use them as a shield.
Try to save both me and my friend, but save myself first.
Wait, these are not good options.
No, these are good. No.
Try to save me and my friend, but
save
me first.
I would love to see someone try to use a person as a shield from a car. That's the funniest thing I've ever,
you're
ever
both
imagined.
Hit.
Yeah, you won't be dead as hell.
I mean, you often forget that I was hit by a car and you just take me across the street. Oh yeah, I was hit by a car. Yeah. But you should see the car. It happened in college. But I was terrified to cross the street for years. And jaywalking genuinely scares me. And Nicole loves to jaywalk. Especially, like, just, like, six lanes of
listen! You're the ruler of your kingdom, okay? You do whatever you want. That's what I do. But I get it. It's not good. But now when I jaywalk, I go, oh, yeah, you're scared!
As she's on the other side of the street, she just, like, powers through. And I'm like, and she's like, oh, I forgot!
But isn't it nice I acknowledge now?
Yes, it is nice.
7-year growth. Okay. I absolutely know for a fact I would push you out of the way if a car was just like close and not even veering towards you. I'd be like, no! And you'd be like, why did you do that? I'd be like, oh, I thought you were gonna die. It's a car.
Yeah, you would do that. If you and your friend were going on a walk late at night and someone comes up behind your friend, what do you do?
Just what comes city up, is this?
Just comes up behind?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're being attacked. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Punch the attacker in the face and run with your friend.
Stand by and try to come up with a plan. Stand by? Something's gonna happen.
Try to sneak away so you're not hurt.
Oh, no! Run away and scream for help.
Honestly, you know I try to reason with the fucking robber. I'd be like, we don't have any money. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're cute. And he's like, ew, I don't want it.
That's a good tactic.
Oh, that is great. Okay. No, I won't tell people to do that. Because, like, what if it happens and then he's like, no, I'll still hurt you.
Yeah. I would punch them. There was some time where we were driving, or you were driving the car, and you left your phone on top of the car, and it flew off, and you gave up so easily. You're like, I guess I don't have a phone anymore. And I was like, pull over so we can get the phone. And so we pulled over and we're like searching the street and we found the case. And then it was like in the middle of the street.
Because it was a blue unicorn.
Yeah.
It was a gigantic case and it didn't fit in any sort of pocket or purse.
But it was fun.
It was really fun. I miss it.
And then I saw two people scurry away like in a straight line that was from the phone case. And I was like, oh, they probably had the phone. And they were like, they had like a million bags and they were just like, kind of how I walked up to the stage. Just like little tiny steps,
yeah,
moving their
shoulders. Going.
And then I sprinted after them. I was like, hey, did you find a phone? And they were like, what? Oh, I think I did. And then they looked in like one of the 37 bags and they're like, yeah, I found it. And then Nicole came up and was like, oh my God, thank you. I'll give you money. I'll give you a hug. I was like, no, they were trying to steal your phone. They don't deserve any of this.
That story just made sense to me now. This happened 5 years ago. I was like, they found my phone.
They were
Here's
stealing
money,
your
and they
phone.
Were stealing my phone.
Yes.
Got caught stealing, and I was like, do you want money?
And I think you did give one of them a hug.
Yeah. It was a really stinky hug.
Yeah.
And no shade, it was stinky.
It just was
it
stinky.
Just was. That was the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
But then it was like a nice embrace. They like really held me. And I was like, I think you needed that. And I was happy to give that.
Yeah.
I wonder where they are now. Hopefully in this audience. And here they are.
They trot up too many bags.
Oh, wait. So I'm going to stand by and come up with a plan.
And I'm going to punch.
Because I really think I could reason.
You will try.
Okay. If your BFF...
Me.
...went out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, okay, would you help them... Wait, what? If your BFF went out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, would you help them in a life or death situation?
Went
what?
Out with?
So if... If I went out with your man and we fell off a cliff, would you come help us?
I I think, is that what that's asking?
I don't know.
I would try to help them.
There was one time that you were not accounted for about 45 minutes. And me and your man were texting, and then he called, and he was like, I don't know where she is. And I was like, what do you mean? So then I started calling, and he was like, I don't know where she is either. And he's like, should I start driving around? I was like, go to the location she was at last. And it turns out you're just having a drink with a mutual friend.
Yeah.
But I was like putting shoes on, and I was in a different state. I was like, I'm getting to the airport. I gotta go find her. It was truly 45 minutes.
It really was. I mean, I love that. I'll never go missing for long.
No, we'll come find you. Truly, like, I had shoes on, and he called me back. He's like, found her. I was like, okay.
I'm still confused by this question.
Me too. Wait.
If your BFF...
They started dating your boyfriend.
Well, that fucking sucks.
I wouldn't do that.
Also, like, it would be your ex. It wouldn't be your current boyfriend or girlfriend, right? Okay.
It's a no for me.
No for me, man.
I mean, truly, defund BuzzFeed. But, like... Okay. So, let's do...
But like, wait, what is the life or death situation? Just a crisis in the relationship?
No, I literally think it's... You broke up with your man.
Okay.
I go... Mm-hmm. And... And we start dating. Oh, okay. Ooh, and you're sad and shit. And then I text you and I go, we drove off a cliff. Are you gonna help us? So we're dangling in the Subaru.
Okay. The options are, of course, we can figure out the drama later.
I would try to help them, but leave them alone after that? I mean, you would have to talk me after I was dangling in the soup.
No.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't want you to die.
I don't want you to die either.
Let them die by themselves.
But we're going to die together because we in the Subaru. Okay. I would come save you because I would have questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, and that's a perfect time to ask questions.
Before I pull you up.
Yeah, before. Hi. Why thou forsake me? And then you would have to answer.
Yeah.
And you'd probably answer honestly because you might die.
I might die.
You know?
The stakes are high.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going.
Yeah.
And I'm not figuring out the drama later. I'm figuring it out now.
I would say, of course, because even if we have beef, I want you to live.
Oh, wow. That's like really sweet.
Yeah.
I want you to live regardless.
Yeah. I don't want anyone in my past to die. Like, even if I don't like them anymore, I don't want them to die.
You have a list? You got some people who can go?
No, I don't. I don't have a list anymore. I'm trying to be...
She's grown.
Yeah, 7 years. I'm trying to be, like, just...
Did you knock off everyone on your list?
What?
Did you knock off everyone on your list?
They're
I'm
gone now.
I fucking tell you.
There's no list
Let's
because they're all gone.
Go and confess to murder. Get real.
Yeah, are you a cop?
Also, everyone would know already if I murdered anyone. Okay.
If you found out your friend was talking behind your back, how would you respond?
Ghost them.
Confront them about the situation.
Assume it was a misunderstanding.
Yell at them and tell them how loyal you were.
Seems unhinged. I'm like really leaning into that. I was fucking loyal to you, bitch! And you went behind my back? And you said I was shorter than you?
Everyone knows. Everyone can see
Everyone
it.
Knows.
Everyone can see it.
They can see it?
With their own eyes.
Loyal.
Damn.
I would be like, why were you talking behind my back?
I think that's confront them about the situation.
I think I do that.
I would do that too.
I wouldn't believe it though.
Yeah.
I'd knock down the person who told me that you were talking about.
Like, you're a liar.
Back. Yeah, you're lying. I'm loyal to her.
This is Sashir. I'm a good friend.
Yay!
Hooray. You're a true friend who's loyal, kind, and trustworthy. Everyone Aww. Wants to be around you because you're easy to talk to.
Yes.
Isn't that true? You would save anyone, even if it risks your safety. Well, I'm risking my safety. just keep being you.
That's interesting. I don't think you would save everybody.
No.
Yeah, I think there is a situation where you go,
it's not my business.
Without skipping a beat, that's not my business.
Okay. I didn't tell them to do that.
Oh, thank God I'm a good friend.
Oh, good.
I was really worried for a hot second.
We answered mostly the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're so good.
We are so good. Wait, should we answer queries of the world? Do we have questions?
We have questions, and then we can do audience questions.
Oh.
So it's whatever you guys are feeling.
Should we do audience questions?
Let's do these questions first, and then you guys can think about any friendship questions you might have. Anything related to friendship.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do one that's been already sent to us.
Okay, perfect.
I've got one I think you're going to like.
Okay. Ooh, I'm going to like it.
Ooh. One says, come on, Rick.
Okay.
Is that big enough?
Oh, my God.
Kimmy, you were right.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Jordan, and Kimmy on the keys. Let's cut straight to it. About 2 years ago, my best friend, he, him, started to lick slash suck on my, he, him, nipples.
On my male nipples. I identify as she, her, but my nipples are he, him.
So, what a funny place to put that. When we would be out at the bar. Oh my God. More recently, he will suck on my fingers, lick on my face.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And make out randomly with me?
I mean, it's pretty clear.
My question isn't, is this normal?
Because I know.
Because I don't think it is. Unless you do this with each other. My question is, does he have feelings for me? He's my best friend. And if he does, I don't know how to approach it. Yeah, but you gonna let him suck on your nipples?
He's just standing there. He's like, he's like,
I don't know.
Oh boy.
I don't know. Another tequila. I don't know. Usually he's blacked out or almost blacked out when he does this. Okay, so when he does remember, he treats it like he was flirting with me.
I had feelings for him in the past, but I had moved on years ago. But with him doing this more often recently, it's hard for me to move on when he's engaging me like this. He also tells me that he could never date me because we're best friends.
No.
Whenever I start talking to someone new or trying to date around, the flirting and engaging becomes more intense, like he's jealous. It's very confusing, and I've broached the subject with him, but it's gone nowhere, so I have no idea what to do. Thanks for your advice. If you read this or not, it was good therapy for me to express everything out loud.
Also, I love this. My fake name will be Ben. His will be Jonah.
All right.
Okay, first of all, I love Ben. Ben is great. Jonah, I don't know. Jonah's breadcrumbing. That's breadcrumbing.
Yeah.
Leading somebody on with no intentions of, like, actually doing anything about it.
Oof.
And I don't think that's nice of Jonah.
That's not nice. And clearly they're jealous. And questionable if it's jealous, like, in a romantic way, but it could just be jealous of someone else taking their attention.
Yes.
And maybe because... Thank you.
Jonah
is a no-no.
Jonah is a no for her. Okay.
Or,
yeah, all right, yeah. I mean, Jonah, Jonah's a no for me too.
Yeah.
I don't like Jonah. Jonah's not, and then people do a thing where they're like, oh my God, I was so drunk, I don't remember a thing. And I'm like, you do.
Yeah.
You do, because then if you talk to them long enough, they'll say things they did, and you're like, well, if you were blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben is very sweet and really wonderful, and I think Ben needs to cut Jonah out of his life. Because Jonah has said, I cannot date you. Because you're my best friend. Oh, okay. If you're not going to date me, you want to suck on my nipples. You flirt with me when I date somebody else. Something's going on with you, Jonah.
Do you think there's any way he could just not drink with Jonah? Like, they can be friends. Yeah. And Ben himself said he has moved on from his feelings. So it's not like Ben's pining. No, Ben, the one who wrote it, has moved on. He hasn't.
He wrote us an email.
No, he's moved on from his... He said he used to have feelings about Jonah.
Yes, but he wrote us this email. I'm saying he might be saying he's moved on from Jonah, but he's asking a question about Jonah, meaning I think he might still have feelings.
Just because you ask a question about a friend doesn't mean that...
If someone's sucking on my nipples, I'm not writing letters to people. I'm going, yum, 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 what a treat for you, okay?
But that's his friend, and I guess his best friend. If you were sucking on my nipples, I would be, like, very concerned. I'm like, this is growth. Because you used to not even look at my body or let me look at your body.
I showed you my titties this year.
And I showed you mine.
I know.
That's actually how we started the year. It was New Year's Eve. We were wasted off of 6 bottles of champagne, talking about what we wanted to change this year.
Yeah, and I was like, I want to show my titties to more people.
And then you did it.
And I did. To a table of 4 other people. Because you weren't the only person there. I think I showed them to you, and then I was like, everyone can look! Honestly, it was pretty liberating.
Yeah.
Because I've kept them under wraps for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had no hesitation. You were like, flomp.
Yeah, I don't know. I was ready to show.
I feel like you've been waiting to show me.
Years.
I know. It's so wild.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we, like, took that step. Back to Ben and Jonah.
Okay.
I guess there is a world where he's like, hey, Jonah, you've got to stop sucking on my nipples if we're going to continue this friendship. Like, you're doing it in bars. Like, you've got to stop.
Yeah.
Ben likes to get his nipples licked and
sucked.
Yes.
He's trying to display us. He's just writing for validation.
What's Jonah's story?
Yes. We don't know Jonah's story.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess, well, Jonah's joking about him being like, I was just flirting. But, like, we don't know, is Jonah doing this to all his friends or just Ben?
Yeah, maybe Jonah's like the nipple golem. He's like...
My precious nipples.
Maybe.
I watched 100 hours of those fucking movies to, like, know who Gollum is to make that joke.
And thank God for that.
You know, it's not good. I don't know. I think he's got to talk to Jonah. I think it's like, either you want to be his friend, so you say, stop sucking my nipples, or you go, Jonah, what the fuck's going on? Do you want this body?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, but no matter what, I think you can say, I don't feel comfortable with this. If you do, in fact, feel uncomfortable by it. But if you do like the sucking of the nipples, maybe you should find someone who's going to do that all the time.
Yeah.
And not only when they're blackout drunk.
Yeah. I love when people are sober and suck on my nipples. Sometimes I'll just demand it.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, They are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Should we take a question from these
audience?
Nice people?
Yeah, I think they put a mic somewhere. Oh, there it is, right here. So if you have a question,
come on up.
There's the mic.
Yeah, come on up. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, my name's Brooke. I'm here with my best friend, Sophie.
Oh, I love that.
Nice.
I have a question. So my best friend, Sophie, is going to be moving to a different state in a
so
couple
sorry.
Months. I know.
Wait, is Sophie okay with you sharing this information?
Sophie, is this your choice?
So I'm just wanting some tips. I know you guys have referenced doing long distance best friendships. So I'm thinking of something. We obviously both live in LA right now and we're going to go far apart. So tips and tricks for long distance relationships.
Yeah. Great question.
Yeah. Good question. We talk on the phone a lot. We would send memes to each other. And then once this year had this brilliant idea to meet in the middle to go to this thrift store in St. Louis. And then we flew there. She booked the Airbnb. It was disgusting. It smelled like death.
Yeah.
I arrived a little later. She bought candles. Nice touch. The bed was lumpy. It was awful. And then she didn't know where the thrift store was.
I saw it when I was on the road. And I was like, this is a magical thrift store. This is amazing. And I guess I just assumed I would be able to go back and Google where it was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was. Mm-hmm. I still haven't found it. But we went to other thrift stores.
We did, and we bought a lot of stuff. And she got me on a paddle boat, and I sweated, and it was awful, and I yelled.
Pedal. Like,
what did I say?
One of these. Paddle. This is a paddle. This is a pedal. Paddle.
Okay.
Pedal.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
We were just talking about you being defensive.
You know what? We were. Okay, do it again.
We were on a pedal boat.
No. Do make fun of me again.
This is a paddle.
No, do it with the fervor that you did it the first time.
I don't think I had a fervor.
Oh, I saw the fire. Your eyes lit up.
This is a pedal. This is a paddle.
Okay. Thank you, Sashir, for explaining that so clearly to me.
Whoa, that hurts. I don't like that. I don't like that reaction.
Ah, so what you're saying is be who I am and be reactionary and defensive. I'm kidding. It was funny. I enjoyed it. Hey, so that's what you should do.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, trips are great.
Uh-huh.
And phone calls and FaceTimes.
Care
and
packages.
Oh, care packages are nice.
Yeah,
That's a great idea.
Sashir will send me stuff and then I send her stuff.
And sometimes it'll just be like random stuff where I'm like, this reminded me of her. And I'll just like mail it to her.
Yeah. And then, yeah, she sent me these little earring that I'm wearing right now. Yeah. And it came out of nowhere. And I, like, opened it and burst into tears and called her. I have changed. Yeah. Since you've met me, I become more emotional. I cry all the time.
Yeah.
I see a duck in the street and I'm like, ah! Where's his family? Yeah. And then the family will come out and go, oh my God!
Yeah, and I like that.
Oh, God, it's exhausting. Yeah.
Thanks. I love you on Grand Crew and I love you on Home Economics.
Thank you very much.
All of you should be watching. We are Network Divas. Sashir.
Sashir's in the pilot of Grand Crew, where she spills wine all over everybody, but you don't see it because they cut around it.
It's a little behind the scenes tidbit. I was bad.
We like couldn't stop laughing. Well, she confidently was pouring wine with one hand and it was going everywhere. And Erin Jennings was like, I'm soaking wet. And then I'm on Home Economics sometimes.
You are. We can't be separated.
We can't. Hey, new friend.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Chewy.
Chewy. By birth or nickname? Is that your government name?
No, it's a nickname. It's like a Mexican thing. So if your name is Jesus, then your nickname is Chewy.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. So if you see a Jesus walking down the street, you just yell out, Chewy. And they'll turn around and be like, what? How do you know?
How would I know that they're Jesus?
Yeah.
How would I know any of that
information? Seems like you want us to be racist.
I think that's a Jesus.
Jesus, Chewy! And they're like, excuse me. I'm Joe. Like,
I'm Bartholomew, for your information.
That's a great name. And if you have kids, promise me now. Promise me right here, right now. You'll name them Bartholomew.
No.
Please.
I'm not going to promise that.
Bartholomew could play with Deuteronomy.
Oh.
Please.
Awful name.
They could wear matching white suits. Okay. Chewy. We can say it, Jesus. Call him Chewy.
How would we know?
So funny.
Okay. Oh, okay. My question, a fun little question. So you
are
both...
you okay?
No.
My question.
I'm a winded right now. Okay. So you both make really interesting and fun little cute noises sometimes, like sounds. Like, no,
wait,
it's cute.
What?
Like
you. We make cute noises sometimes. Interesting and cute noises.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
Like when you think you go hmm.
I do?
You do.
I go, hmm? That's so, I have a friend who like will tell me things I do and I'm like, I don't do that. And then I'll do it like a second later and they'll be like, that right there. And only now am I like, oh, I see it. That's so wild. I'm like telegraphing that I'm thinking.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
What's another noise I do?
Oh, let me see. No, I can't think of it right now.
Okay, but, so
that's a noise
okay.
I do.
What was that?
What's a noise I do? I gasp a lot.
You do gasp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my question. Sorry.
Yeah, how does this lead into the question?
Yeah.
I'm dying to know.
Okay, so I make weird noises and...
So which phrases or like sounds do you get from each other? Because I know with my friends, like sometimes we, like I do something like weird and then... Oh, like my friend, she would like apologize when I said like, oh, I feel like sad right now or I feel tired. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, why do you say sorry? But then years later, I started saying sorry for everything. So do you have things like that
I'm
you got
sure
from
we
each
do.
Other?
Some blended language.
We both go, to think.
I can't think of specific words that we've said, but I've watched us both react to other people the same way. Like if someone's telling a story, we'll be like, or just like our reactions will happen at the same time.
Yeah. Like we once went to a party and got separated and I was like, where's my friend? And I looked and we locked up. Like, yeah, Julie was just like, uh-huh. He's like, are we okay? Should we leave? And I was like, no, we can have one more conversation.
Just checking in, yeah.
And then we found each other literally like 2 minutes later. And we're like, we have to leave. We have to go. We have to leave our friends.
We have to leave this party of friends and just be with each other.
I do think it's silent, our like shared language. Like, do you remember that one New Year's Eve, a person cried in your lap? Mm-hmm. In a and then used your hands as a napkin.
It was really crazy. And we were in a cab and she just grabbed my hand and like held it over her eyes. And I was like, I don't know.
And we both knew you can't talk about someone in distress like that. But we were just like,
this, okay, we'll talk about this later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that happens a lot where it's like we make big eyes to be like, we put a pin in this and talk about this later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of our communication is like not with words.
Yeah, I agree.
And then also I'll say half of sentences and you get it.
This is true.
It's wild.
I think just being around each other for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you, Chewy.
Thank you so much. You guys are literally so beautiful. Love you.
What?
You're literally so beautiful.
Who's beautiful?
You are.
Thank you. Why did you attack him?
I don't know.
Who's beautiful? He's giving a compliment.
Well, I didn't know if it was both of
he
us.
He said both of us.
Okay. I don't get called beautiful often. I don't know.
That's not true.
Shut up. Okay, hi.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hello.
Are you Medea? Hello.
Half the syllable.
Wait, where are you from?
Me and my best friend just landed from Australia this morning.
Ooh, what part? Melbourne?
From Sydney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. they finally let us out. I am so excited to be here. You guys have been I listen to you guys literally all the time. So thank you. Nicole, you've inspired me to start comedy and podcasting.
Hell
and
yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're amazing. Seriously. Anyway, I'm really, really excited to be here. We came from all the way from Sydney to see you.
Not just to see us.
Oh, 100%.
What? Really? Yeah, thank you. Just kidding. Yeah, that's like a 16 fucking hour flight.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, one of my best friends lives in Sydney. Or no, now he lives in Melbourne. And I went and saw him one time and I was like, I don't know if I'm coming back. I kept waking up on the flight being like, soon? The flight attendant kept laughing. long. No. I feel like I got two sundaes though. Two ice cream sundaes. It was nice.
Wow, I thought you were talking about the day. It took two sundaes to get there.
I was on the plane for 8 days. We flew so slowly. We got refueled midair. Okay, what's your question?
My question is, it's a little bit of a sad one, but I wanted to ask, last year, so an auntie of mine who's more like a grandma, she's really close to me, but she passed away, which is really sad, but it's fine now. But my friend, my best friend at the time, her name, let's call her Susie, she kind of disappeared on me, when it happened, didn't reach out, didn't say anything, and went on a date with this new tune, within 3 days when I kind of asked her to hang out with me to distract me, but she was busy, but obviously, she had time for other stuff. Anyway, I kind of built a little bit of resentment from that and didn't really confront it. I wasn't in a place to be super open about it. So left her for a couple months and then, kind of relegated her to not really a close friend anymore. This year, I kind of know that she's going through a hard time, down the pipeline, because I'm still friends with her friends. And I don't know whether to reach out. So what do you guys think? I feel like I don't want to hold resentment and regret, but I'm also like pretty shitty about the fact that she mm-hmm. like kind of wasn't there for me when I needed her.
I think if it's in your heart, some of you guys are really cynical, and
yeah.
you gotta figure that shit out.
Imagine paying to go to a show and the host goes, go to therapy.
Well, that's actually what we say every episode.
I mean, you're right. That was just really funny. You gotta figure your shit out.
Well, because I'm hearing people being like, nah, fuck that, fuck her. And it's like, this is your friend.
Yeah,
you love
I agree.
This person or loved this person. I don't know, but they're still in your life in some capacity. And if you do have it in your heart that you feel like you recognize this person's going through a hard time, mm-hmm. I think follow that instinct. Maybe you should reach out. Mm. And it's not like a tit for tat thing. It's like they weren't there for me, so I won't be there for them. It's like you can be the better person. Mm. And maybe we actually don't even know what she was going through while you were going through something. Mm. And maybe she was hurting in a way that she didn't know how to express. Mm. And sure. It's unfortunate that it didn't come out or like you weren't able to talk about these things, but maybe you can now. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But I think I think there's no harm in reaching out. And if it doesn't pan out to you guys being friends and close again, that's okay. At least mm-hmm. you did something that made yourself feel good. You know, you knew that you're a good friend. You're one of the good ones. You're not a bad friend. and that's all you can do.
Mm. Yeah, and just because you reach out doesn't mean your friendship's going to go back to what it was. Mm. It just means you're checking in on a person that you still hold a place in your heart for.
Yeah.
True. Oh. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Hope that helps.
I love you guys.
Thanks for coming. Really I'm so glad you were able to come and be awake from that journey.
Yeah.
Belly.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Ozzy. I'm new to the podcast. This is actually like my first time hearing it because I'm not really like a podcast person.
Me either.
Right.
Were you able to follow along?
Yeah. Okay, my friend caught me up. So
were you able to follow along?
Because we just like jumped into it. We weren't like, this is a podcast about friendship.
And so sheer, we did a dumb dance, sat down, and had a conversation.
Well, for someone who's never heard the podcast, I was just wanted to know if they were able to like know what the heck's going on. Thank you. Stop yelling at me.
Where are those pants from?
These are from Zara.
Ooh.
Yeah, on sale. Yeah.
I've never been to Zara. What do you mean, what? I'm fat as fuck. They don't have my size.
What's going on?
I had a falling out with a friend, and it lasted like a year. And we recently rekindled our relationship. But we're still sort of like in that awkward stage where like you're not really back to where you were in terms of like comfort and just like, you know, being able to like kiki and talk with each other. So I just want to know, like, how do you go past that awkward stage to like back to, or not even back to, but like just to where you guys are close again?
I think you need to accept that your relationship will never be the same. And I think you need to embrace that this is a new relationship with the same person, but it is going to be different than the way it was. And you need to find new ways to connect with that person.
Your bones have changed.
Yeah.
The bones of the relationship have changed.
Wow. Mm, yeah. Mm. 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 That was good. Yeah, I think that's what it is. The bones of the relationship have changed. They're like a little bit more dense.
But that's okay. And I mean, thank goodness they're still in your life.
Yeah.
And that's nice. But I think, yeah, it is hard after falling out to, there's no way to go back to where you were.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a new version of this relationship.
Yeah. And like you guys chose to continue a relationship after a break. So like that should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And like that means that like you chose to be together. And I think that's like really special. And I think it's like, just like, be like, I don't know, like be comfortable in the awkwardness because it's like new again. It's like you're like dating someone for the first time, but it's the second time around. So do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I had a falling out with a friend and we...
actually was like, me? And I was like, when?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
And we are on the mend. And the way I look at our hangouts are like, I just want to have this be a positive experience. It's not like, I want the rest of our relationship to be the best it's ever been, or like, I want it to get back to where it is. It's just like, I'm just looking forward to this being a nice time. And then hopefully the next time will be a nice time. And hopefully the next time will be a nice time. But I'm not looking at each interaction as like, this is now a better version of what it was, if that makes sense. And I think that's all you can do, is just be like, you know, call by call, text by text, hangout by hangout. Was this good? And it might dip. It might be a roller coaster where it's like, okay, that was awkward. Or like, he said a thing I didn't like, or, you know, whatever. But that's just the journey that your friendship's going to go on. And hopefully it gets to a point where it is comfortable.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the other Australian.
Nice.
Ooh.
Thank you for making the journey to the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Kimmy.
So I didn't know about you guys before today, but my friend is super obsessed and she brought me here. And she actually told me before that our friendship kind of like, she sees us in you guys and you guys are quite similar. And I came here and I was like, everything you guys are saying, I was like, yeah, that's you and that's me. So like the thing, like...
Okay, who's who?
Okay, she is definitely you, I would say I'm more like you.
Nice.
Except that one thing about the morning that you guys were talking about, because she was like to me, you definitely will wake up in the morning and go, good morning.
That's fun.
That's like the one difference that I would swap. So my question is, I'm super interested in how similar we are to you guys' dynamic. I'm wondering if there are things that you guys have disagreed on and things that piss you off about each other. And what are they?
Are you trying to get us in a fight?
Wow.
Wait, was there a second part of that question?
Yeah, and how do you deal with that? Or like, how did you discover those things?
Nothing. We don't disagree about anything.
I'm trying to think.
We don't get in many fights.
We really don't. I think it's because we've like wholly accepted each other and our faults. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, oh, she's late again. And I'm like, so am I. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like I show up slightly on time. I'm like, I can't believe she's done. But it's like, I'm late too, so like I can't fucking say anything. Golly.
We're really good at talking about stuff when in the moment. Or close to when something happened, but.
Yeah, I think I'm just so comfortable with you that like if something happens, I go, that's not nice. Oh, like we went thrifting. And you put on this insane outfit. You came out of the fitting room and I was like, yeah, and you're like, well, I liked it. I thought it was nice. That hurt my feelings. And I was like, oh no.
Well, it was also like, we have fun just like trying on crazy outfits. But you explained later that like there were cats in the store and you're like, your allergies were going crazy. And maybe you were hungry. There was like other factors happening that had nothing to do with me. But I came out and I was like, what a wacky dress. And you were like, ugh, bleh. And I was like, what a bitch. Like, can we have fun like we used to? What's happening?
There was a nasty cat in that fucking store. Just like you were trying things on. It was like, ah! And I was like, that's not a purr. And I was hungies.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like years ago.
It was a long time
ago. We haven't fought in a while.
Mm-mm. We're going to really get into it in the parking lot.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just like, I don't know. I think we're so similar that it's like, if something bothers us, it'll just be like, girl, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this is weird. It's so weird that I literally cannot think of something that's like,
No, I'll get there.
I don't think you have to.
No, no, I want to. I want to figure out what pisses me off about you. What fucking blows my fucking top off.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You're so good at roller skating, and sometimes I get jealous.
I love you! All right, that's it. We don't have a question.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, she does nothing. She's a perfect human being, and I love her so much.
Yeah. I'll just give you some notes that I have later. I have a list in my purse.
I'm just kidding!
No, okay, here's the thing. Well, I mean, you don't even get mad.
Whoa. Wait, what?
No, I know it's a joke. Okay, but like, I know you don't love it when I fight people. But I feel like you just go, huh, she loves it, and you like walk away.
Yeah.
Like when I yelled at that man at the airport, you were just like, okay.
Or when you yelled at the lady at Hollywood Bowl.
She deserved it. Okay? That woman fucking deserved it. I didn't raise my voice. I just told her what she needed to know. Yeah, so yeah, you don't like that I'm ready to fight?
I don't like that you're ready to fight.
Oh, I love fighting people. That deserve it. She deserved it!
But you're the only judge of that. I've seen you fight people who did not deserve it early in our relationship. I saw you yell at the manager at Triple Crown.
Listen, I just wanted a piece of chicken. And he was like, I gotta charge you for the whole... Just, you can put side of chicken. And don't you dare bring me bread. I'm on Atkins. Okay. There, we found it. We fight about me fighting. Well, not even. You're just like, oh, here it goes again.
Yeah. I mean, you get joy from it, so I'm not going to stop you.
I get stronger. Yeah, every fight I get into, I get stronger. I left the Hollywood Bowl Black Panther, okay? Like, I was so strong.
It's very true.
I was like, let me climb on the ceiling. And I won. Okay, hi, hello. Our last question!
Yay! Hi, my name is Paula. My question would be, I am seeing a friend I have, or I guess an old friend. We had a falling out about 2 years ago, and so I haven't spoken in that time. But now we're going to be in the same bridal party this spring.
Steal the attention. This is your wedding now.
Well, it's not the bride. It's the you're in the bridal party.
Oh, I know.
So you're gonna fuck up the bride's wedding?
That's what I'm
for
saying.
For that friend?
It is your wedding now.
No!
Mm-hmm. What color did the bride pick for you guys to wear?
Navy.
Ew. Navy. Do you have to wear the same dress or do you pick your own?
We pick our own.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. So how would you deal with seeing someone intimately when you haven't spoken to them in almost 2 years?
And it did end badly?
No, she just kind of stopped calling me. Like, I FaceTimed her a few times and she never returned my call. So I just kind of stopped FaceTime, like stopped trying to like reach out because...
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, hey, sorry, I missed your FaceTime, or it was just done.
Okay, arrive at the wedding and go, oh my God, I thought you were dead.
Okay, that's really good. I might do that.
And then like walk around being like, can you believe she's not dead? I haven't heard from her in 2 fucking years. She's not dead. You're like, oh my God, a zombie's here.
Are we sure that's how it goes?
Every time she walks by, I go, woo! Our advice is bully her.
know you're kidding, but I really want to do that.
Are there
going to
be, like, activities before the wedding? Like a bachelorette party?
Yeah. there's a bachelorette party that I'll be going to. So that'll be probably the first time I see her and I've seen her in, like, 2 years. Yeah.
What does the bride, the mutual friend, say about this?
I haven't brought it up.
But did she know that there was a falling out?
Yes. Oh. They're actually... We're all, the three of us were friends because I introduced them.
Oh. And here's the bride!
So y'all don't know me! Y'all don't know me!
I do, okay, so like in my head, I'm like, send a text and be like, I know things ended weirdly, but like that's, I think, too much. I think when you're there, and if, I think you could pull her aside later and be like, hey, I don't know what happened, but, you know, if I did something, maybe you let me know, or like, I don't know, but let's try to have fun this weekend or whatever. I think doing it in person is better than like preemptively sending a text to then have it linger because she might not answer, and then that'll make you feel some type of way. Sounds like she's a fucking bitch. You should knock her off the cliff.
Yeah, if she was in a life or death situation, don't help her.
Don't help. Yeah, if a car is coming at her, say, oops.
Save yourself. Yeah, I agree with talking in person. And I mean, you also like don't even have to squash anything. You can just have a good time with your other friends and just be like, hey. If you want to, do you actually want to... like, see what happened?
Kind of. I also just don't want to make anything weird for the bride. Like, I don't want there to be tension during, like, her things going... You know, it's her day.
Yeah.
And I want everything to be as normal and as chill as possible.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, pull her aside during the party, you know? Be like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then she could be like, I'm dead.
Release my soul.
Spiders just come out of her mouth.
Imagine that happened. Nobody would believe you.
That's why she didn't call.
See, she didn't call me back. I ran into her. I said, what's up? She opened her mouth and spiders crawled out.
I'd be like, now, Sashira, okay. I'd believe you, though. I'd be like, can we go hang out with her?
I got to see spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, in person. Yeah. Don't do texts or calls or anything.
Okay.
And then also, like, be chill. You don't care.
Right. Yeah. No, totally. Yeah, no.
You've had a very active 2 years. Yeah. And you have other people to hang out
with. Yeah. Yeah. Pandemic who? Not you.
Not you. You've been living it up. Thriving. She doesn't even know.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
She would know if she checked in.
We're doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
That's it!
That's it!
We did it!
Thank you for your questions.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Kimmy on the keys.
Kimmy!
Thank you, Jordan! Thank you, Largo!
Thank you, Largo! Thank you, Sashir!
Thank you, Nicole!
Thank you, Piano!
Thank you, Piano! Thank you,
Rug!
Thank you, Projector!
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.